I want to welcome the parents of our interns this morning that are here with us. I want to welcome his church, you guys. Give them a round of applause. This is David's church, and we just want to welcome them. We want to welcome all our visitors. You've come this morning, many of you, to celebrate the interns and their lives, all that happened this past week. It really culminated in something very beautiful, and you're going to hear more about that. So we've got a lot planned this morning, and we want to go through these things together. I'm going to let the interns introduce themselves. Okay, they're going to come up one after another after this slideshow. And yeah, if you guys would do that, that would be wonderful.
Hello, everybody. As you just saw, there are three of us, actually. There's myself, there's Joseph, and there's Matthew. And we've all had, like I said before, the distinct honor and pleasure of walking here for the past 2 months. Thank you to everybody who I've met during this time. It has been a very huge learning experience for me and the other two guys here. And we're going to be talking a little bit about that, starting with Joseph.
Good morning. So this internship has been a real blessing, and during the internship, two things that were very impactful to me were when we went downtown Ottawa and handed out food and drinks to the people on the street, and also when we talked to people about Jesus and when we prayed for people. And after this internship, I am more quick to pray for people or offer to pray for people and talk to them about Jesus. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 31 says, "He who oppresses the poor reproaches his maker, but he who honors him, him being God, has mercy on the needy." So during this internship, we worked with the Salvation Army Mission in downtown Ottawa, with at Lionhearts, at Connecting Streams, and also one day we went downtown Ottawa with Leo and handed out food and drinks to people along the street with him. And in doing this, I learned that the homeless people on the streets, they were very grateful for the food and drinks we gave them. And when we said to them, "God bless you," a lot of them said, "God bless you" back. And some of them even said, "God bless you" to us before we ever said, "God bless you" to them. And we prayed for some of the people. When we worked at the Salvation Army, we went there 1 week for the chapel service. And then the next week, I spoke at the chapel service, and the other two, David and Matthew, did a song. And also, we went to the Salvation Army, the mission, 2 times after that, and handed out food and drinks out to people along the sidewalk in front of the mission. There were people in front of the mission and then on the other side of the road as well. And we walked over and handed food and drinks to them as well. And we prayed for some of them. And at Connecting Streams, they have a place called the Connect Center. They rent a room in First Avenue Baptist. And people can come in and sit for a while, have a coffee, and some snacks. When we were there, we talked to some people. We made the coffee. And a couple of times we were there, we brought a table out front and handed food to and drinks and Bibles to people as they were walking along. And at Lionhearts, we helped sort through donations of food and clothing and drinks and all kinds of different donations that will be distributed to people in need. In Romans chapter 1, verse 16, it says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greek." So when we share the gospel with people, we share with them the power of salvation. And if we believe that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and no one can come to God except through him, then if we love people, we should want to share the gospel with them and pray for them. And during this internship, I had a few opportunities to talk to people about my faith and a couple opportunities to pray for people. And that was a blessing. So I'd like to encourage you today to help the poor. That could be done in many ways. We could go downtown Ottawa and hand out food to them. It could mean going to another continent and helping people there, or it could mean just giving money to missions and helping them or giving food to the, donating food to missions that distribute food. I'd also like to encourage you to share the gospel with the people around you and offer to pray for them. I'd like to pray, dear Jesus, thank you for everyone who's here today. I pray that you give us boldness to share the gospel, and I pray that you give us opportunities to share the gospel and help us to pray for the people around us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Guess it's my turn. My name is Matthew. Good morning. I'm going to invite Joel up. He's going to be helping me a little bit here. Oh, you want to bring stools? That's going to be fancy. Okay, so as he's bringing the stools up, I'm going to talk a little bit about my surgery. As you can tell, I'm doing a lot better now. I can walk around and stuff. So surgery was not a hip replacement, as people have said before. Not a hip replacement. So basically what they did was they went in surgically and kind of like broke the bone, shaved down part of my hip socket, because my leg was in my hip socket grinding, causing me pain constantly throughout the day. So I got that surgically fixed, which is awesome. And I guess we're sitting up here now, so.
Hello, everyone. So I'm not an intern, but Matt said he needed some help. So, oh, I was an intern. That's true. So I guess I have some validity. But Matt said he wants me to ask him questions and do this sort of podcast style. So he's prepared some questions for me to ask him.
He kind of forced me into doing it. I did.
Okay. What impacted you the most over the summer?
What impacted me the most? Okay. I would say one word comes to mind, which is hope. Going to different places like Connecting Streams, Salvation Army, Lionhearts and stuff like that. I definitely saw a lot of hope in the world, a lot of hope in people to be able to support others, pray for others, and just be there for people. And I just encourage people to have hope in the world that there are still people out there trying to spread the word of God, and we got to do our best to do that as much as we can as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's pretty good, eh? All right, what is a key takeaway from the summer?
Key takeaway. I don't even remember what my answer was for that.
Yeah, he wrote them down here, so if he doesn't remember, he's got to come up with a new one.
I got to figure this out now.
Do you want me to help
you?
Yeah,
maybe. Okay. Just like one or two words.
No matter what condition.
Ah, yes. That would. I was on crutches for a long time. I should have remembered that. But so yeah, no matter any condition, you can go out and support people. Go out and help them. Throughout the internship, I was on crutches for 5.5 weeks. So I was still able to help out, spread the word of God, and be there for people. Obviously, I didn't do as much as David and Joseph because I was crippled. But I did what I could and stuff like that. So,
and what are you thankful for?
What am I thankful for? Okay. I would say mostly thankful for Graham and Chuck because they allowed me to still partake in this internship, even though I was getting the surgery, being able to support me throughout that entire journey. Yeah, they were super supportive. I'm very thankful for that. And yeah, just thankful for the internship in general. It's been lots of fun. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, Matt. And now you have a verse you're supposed
yes,
to talk about.
Yes, I'm going to talk about a verse. I'll go down there now. So
yeah,
I can
go down there.
Yeah, I can do things now. All right, I'm going to be talking about 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse... Thanks, Joel. Okay, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 27 to 28. I'm also going to skip forward a little bit to verse 31. So, now you are the body of Christ, and such one of you is a part of it. And God has placed in the church, first of all, apostles, second prophets, third teachers, then miracles, then gifts of healing, of helping, of guidance, and of different kinds of tongues. Skip forward a little bit there. It's also says, now eagerly desire the greater gifts. So this passage came out to me because I've still been trying to figure out exactly what my gift is. I have a small inkling that I'm possibly supposed to be a helper. That's mainly because I like being in the background, kind of helping, and don't like the spotlight, which I'm in right now, which I don't want like this at all. But that's part of the internship, is to spread yourself, so I'm doing that. So yeah, there's all these gifts here, and I've heard many people have a lot of these gifts. David has gift of tongues. Joseph has the gift of being able to preach and stuff like that. But yeah, I definitely feel like I'm more of a helper myself. But I encourage everyone here today,
if they don't know what their gift is, to read the Bible more and just seek after the gift, pray constantly. And if you know what your gift is, continue to pursue that gift. And as the Bible says, to eagerly reach after the other ones. So yeah, thank you very much. David, what do you got to say?
Well, as I'm going last, I am going to be covering a little bit. There's going to be a little bit of overlap between my speech and what the other interns have said, but they were all good words, so thank you very much, you two. I would like to introduce myself formally. My name is David Rhee. I'm affiliated with his church over there, which is run by Pastor Young, who's my father. And I'm one of the three interns who have worked here for the past 2 months. From the start of the internship, I did not know what I was getting myself into. But I came to the job with great expectation and with distinct goals, one of which was learning new things and obtaining a vehicle, the latter of which I'm still searching for. So if anybody knows someone who wants to support a young man walking in his journey with God, you know, I know someone who would be very, very grateful. Jokes aside, I was and still am very grateful for the many opportunities West Ottawa Community Church has given to me. One such opportunity was volunteering at homeless aid shelters such as the Salvation Army downtown, as you can see right there. Throughout the internship, many people have asked me what the most impactful thing for me was. Through the amazing people I met, beautiful sceneries I saw, and the important labor I did, the answer remained consistent. Working with the homeless was not only important, but also tore down many misconceptions I had about them. I, like many others, used to believe that the homeless were scary, potentially violent individuals whom we should cross the street to avoid. Little did I know the depth and complexity of each individual I met. Through each person was a unique story filled with mistakes that anyone could have made. Stories where people would try to escape the hold of addiction only to be pulled back into it again. From difficult environments, abusive partners, the wrong group of friends, and yes, sometimes just boredom. But no matter who I spoke to, I met many who did not know God and felt like their addiction was too strong to break. Now, I do want to declare right now that through the power of God and through his name, any addiction can be broken, any stronghold can be broken down in Jesus' name. But the many who line the streets have lost their way. After everything, I believe that Matthew 11:12 is a good biblical reminder. It reads, "When the Pharisees saw this, they asked his disciples, 'Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?' On hearing this, Jesus said, 'It is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. But go and learn what this means. I desire mercy, not sacrifice, for I have not come to call the righteous, but the sinners.'" Now, I'm not telling everyone to go out at 11 a.m., find the first dark alley you see, and hug every single homeless person you find there. But I hope that my experience and the experience of the rest of the other interns right here is a reminder of what we as Christians are meant to do. We are meant to abide in the Lord and make disciples of all the nations. I'm again very thankful to Pastor Chuck, Valerie, the other two interns, and of course, God for encouraging me through this internship. Thank you very much, everybody, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.
Look, we want to pray for these guys, and the way we're going to do it is you're just going to extend your hands, your hearts, and your prayers to all three of these young men. They're about to embark on life in a unique way. They're going as far as Africa, Ireland, Carleton University, maybe without a car, so that's a long ways to go, but they're about to embark on life, and I want to ask, Ken, your hip has healed beautifully, hasn't it? I want you to pray for these guys and commission them, and then I have a little bit of a scriptural commissioning for them, but would you pray for them?
Father, there are these experiences of our lives at the beginning of things that are so precious because you meet us there. We experience your Holy Spirit. We experience bonding with others who serve. We experience the amazing providence of God. And just remembering those things in my life and hearing the echo of them in these young men, I give you thanks. And I pray, Father, also that as they go on, that they will not stumble when they discover their weaknesses, that instead they will reach out to you and that they will be reminded that every day of their lives they need to be saved. They need to be saved from themselves and from the criticisms of others and from failures around them and from scary things that happen in the society, from the resistance of people to the gospel. And so, Lord, I ask that their experience of you would be fresh day by day and that no matter the obstacle and no matter the failure, that they would still trust in the blood of Jesus, in the power of the Holy Spirit, and the love of the Father, the universality of the body of Christ, so that where those people are who know you, there is a glory. And Lord, I just thank you for the amazing way that you bring people into our lives at exactly the time we need them, and that you support us, even from ungodly people, people who don't know you, but who come to our aid at times when we need help. Lord, we thank you that the hearts of all men are in your hands and that you turn them. And I ask, Father, also that as they rest in you, that the anointing on their gifts will grow, but they will not turn away from humble service, doing whatever needs to be done as long as it needs to be done, regardless of their gifting. Because, Lord, you humble your leaders by humble service. You took Moses to look after sheep. You took David as a shepherd to run before his enemies for decades. And in this way, you train us in humility. And each one of us goes through this. And so I ask, Father, that when they put out their hands to help or serve the poor, that you will also encourage their hearts by whispering from heaven, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." And so, Lord, I pray that as they humbly serve in their gift or in the calling, in the need of the moment, that they would be filled with your joy and that the glory of God would grow stronger and stronger in their lives and be visible on their faces, and that yet in the midst of all of the duties, that they would not lose the sight of your face and the longing for your approval, whatever the circumstance may be. And so, Lord, we together as a congregation commit them to you and to the word of your scripture and the power of the Spirit and the love of God, and ask that you would continue with them all their days, and the things that they have begun to learn, that you would build upon all of their lives, and that you would be glorified in them. And we ask this in Jesus' name.
So wonderful. I want to just take a moment, and I want to just give a scripture, actually just a few scripture references really quick for you guys, for the interns, but also for all the young people that are here, especially the young people. This is for you guys. It's for everybody here, that especially those that are young. It has to do with being careful with the decisions that we make. Many people get to a point in their life after having lived a long time, and they have incredible regret for decisions that they made. And so I want to give you just a few scriptures to hold on to as you go through this life, as you travel as far as Carleton University, and you travel to Ireland and travel to Africa, Joseph, that you just carry some of this with you. Proverbs 1:29 encourages us to choose the fear of the Lord. You'll find yourselves in situations where you'll have to make a choice. And you can actually verbally and in your heart say, "I choose the fear of the Lord. I can choose this, or I can choose the fear of the Lord." And I encourage you to choose. Proverbs 1:29, choose the fear of the Lord. 1 Samuel 38 says, David inquired of the Lord. In every situation, inquire of him. The scripture that goes along with that is 1 Thessalonians 5:17, pray without ceasing. Inquire of the Lord in every situation. Soak the situation in prayer. Just give it to the Lord. Don't be quick to make decisions, but soak it in prayer. Inquire of the Lord. Lord, what are you saying? And as my dear brother Ken often says, he says, don't take what you hear from the Lord and add it to your list of options. Don't do that. Don't add it to your list of options, but do what the Lord shows you to do. James 1:5 says, ask. James 1:5, you can look up this scripture. It says that he gives generously to those that ask. He loves to be asked upon, called upon, and he will give generously of his wisdom to you if you ask. James 1, verse 5. So I just want to conclude by this scripture in John chapter 10, verse 27. It says, my sheep
Listen to my voice, I know them and they follow me. My sheep listen to my voice, I know them and they follow me. Another translation says, my sheep hear my voice. They hear my voice. But implied in that and implied in discipleship is we not only hear, we listen to the voice of the Lord and we do what he asks us to do. The concept of following is central to discipleship. The concept of following Jesus is central to your discipleship, following Jesus. In Matthew 4:19, it says, come, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. And I loved what Jacob said at his baptism. Do you remember that young Jacob when he came up and gave his testimony? It was that I want others to follow Jesus. He's stepping into the waters of baptism for himself, but also that he might be a follower of Jesus that gains more followers of Jesus through his life. So I love you guys. Matthew, Joseph, David, you're just exceptional young men, and you've grown here in our hearts, and we love you guys so much, and we really bless you as you go. It's going to be so good.